Jerry Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report. Randy, one of the things you and I were talking about was asking the listeners if they would email in to askeset@eset.com and suggest topics for the podcasts. I know that we hope that we've come up with some timely topics, but I know that some of the consumers out there and some of the SMB folks probably have some questions. So if you'd like to hear a specific topic, please email Randy and I at askeset@eset.com. Randy, there are some of the things when we look at SMBs specifically this morning. What are some of the common sense ways that SMBs can protect their desktops and networks?
To begin with, even an SMB, like a large corporation, needs to have policies. They have to have policies about the appropriate use of the corporate resources, the desktops and the notebook computers. They need to have policies, appropriate policies, about what software is and is not okay to install on these devices. For example, you probably don't want people installing peer-to-peer applications on your business computers unless there's a business reason for it. But if you don't even have a policy about that, where is the end user wrong in assuming that they can do so?
Yeah.
So the policy is a great place to start. It's certainly not the end-all, be-all, but it's a very important place to start. After that, of course, you need to have a good, high-quality antivirus product. A lot of very small companies are making the mistake of going with free antivirus solutions. And there's nothing wrong with the free solutions per se, but generally they don't include support. They don't include the kind of comprehensive protection that paid solutions do. And usually it's a violation of the agreement. Usually the free versions are only for home use. The small businesses need to, medium-sized businesses also need to have a good corporate firewall, all the regular security products that any big company would need. And education is really, really important. It's very important to take even just a few minutes each week and provide security-related tips to employees. These tips are useful both at work and at home, so it really adds value and helps generate a security mentality.
Well, is you know, when we talk about security breaches that may affect companies, where do you anticipate threats will come this year, and how can responsible SMBs make sure they're not part of the problem?
We know that one of the biggest threat vectors is a feature I call Windows Auto Infect. Everyone else calls it Auto Run or Auto Play.
Oh, right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
But there are lots of malware writers that are exploiting the fact that when you plug a USB device into a Windows computer, it'll automatically execute a file that's there if it's specified. So it makes social engineering really simple. All I have to do is put my bad program on a thumb drive that I could even get for free at a trade show, much less pay a couple bucks for it, and drop it right outside of a company that I want to attack. I guarantee you someone's going to pick it up and stick it into a Windows computer and presto, they'll install my keystroke logger or whatever I want to have them install on it. So just by simply turning off auto run, they're going to thwart a significant portion of the threats that are out there that are growing in prevalence. The other case, other ways we're seeing people attack other people is through the use of social engineering. And for social engineering, education becomes really important. So people have to learn how to spot these attacks. So it's important to make sure that employees know not to follow links in email unless they verify that the email is legitimate. So that's the other big area I see. Of course, there's going to be the constant bombardment of the more old-school attacks. Here's a virus in your inbox. Double-click on this just because it looks cool, or it's going to show you sexy pictures, it says. You know, there's that stuff, too. But the hardcore social engineering is what really is going to be most threatening, and that includes things like the use of auto run.
Hmm. It seems to me, just in looking across the product lineups, that the security offerings out there tend to be sort of geared to large enterprises or even consumers. Has the industry fallen short with regards to the SMB? And if they have, where do you think they've fallen short?
That's a really tough one, because even the enterprises that have larger budgets and larger IT staffs find that a lot of the products that have these allegedly great management consoles are even too difficult for the large businesses to use. I think the industry, it isn't so much as falling short as trying to catch up with the technology. Mm. The computer industry is like an infant on steroids. It's growing faster than it really is designed or is capable of keeping up with. And so the security industry is struggling to keep up with a bevy of products that weren't necessarily designed with security in mind to begin with. So there's a lot of catching up. But we're seeing a lot more products aimed squarely at the SMB space. For example, the UTMs, Unified Threat Management Systems, these are hardware devices that have a variety of security technologies built into them. But we're seeing them now, for example, by Safe Protect, is one company that uses the ESETnod 32 antivirus engine in its UTM Plus, they call it. They're getting into the affordable price range for SMBs. So the SMBs now can add the kind of protection that you find at the enterprise level at an SMB price.
Well, that's terrific. I wasn't aware of that, but clearly that's a leap forward for SMBs in what is becoming, as you say, a very complex scenario of solutions. But what about myths about security threats to the SMB? Are there anything out there that they should, people should be ignoring, or overblown, and people should be less aware of or less concerned about?
Well, one of the myths is, I don't have anything on that computer that's important anyway, so it doesn't need to be protected.
Okay.
That's just so wrong at so many levels. Hmm. The computer itself right now is an asset to criminals. If a computer is left unprotected and gets infected with a bot, that computer is then used to attack other people. That computer can actually be used to store illegal data, which perhaps you can eventually prove it wasn't your data and you didn't put it there, but it's going to be a legal nightmare to try to prove that. So an unprotected computer is a huge risk to you. If that unprotected computer is on your network, it doesn't really matter so much what data is on that computer. The information from that computer's login even can be enough in many cases to compromise the entire network. So there isn't a computer attached to your network that doesn't have important information. And if the computer isn't attached to your network and uses the same login and password as other computers attached to your network, it still has important information.
Yeah, that's a great point. Well, if people have additional questions on this or anything they've heard on the show in the last several weeks, they can contact you at
askeset@eset.com.
Terrific. And again, we'd like to hear from our listeners in terms of the kinds of shows you'd like to hear in the future, whether those be consumer-oriented or IT-oriented. So we look forward to hearing from you. This has been Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.